Chapter 10. Reynald of Châtillon and the Templar Knights. The death of the Christian king Amalric and the succession of the impotent Baldwin the Leper brought about a power struggle between two Christian factions. One faction was led by Raymond of Tiberias, who desired peaceful coexistence with the Muslims. Raymond was a very dark-skinned, hawk-nosed knight that spoke Arabic fluently and had acquired reading and writing skills during years of captivity under the Muslims. Raymond could easily have passed for a Syrian emir, except for his large stature that betrayed his Western origins. The other faction was led by Reynald of Châtillon, another knight that had migrated from France during the Second Crusade. Historians describe Reynald as fanatical and greedy, with an insatiable appetite for conspiracy and bloodlust. He aroused more hatred between Muslims and Christians single-handedly than decades of war and killing. Reynald had led the right-wing Christians that had recently migrated from the West. Most of these men had not been tempered by years of living side by side with Muslims, so they perceived the politics of the situation in simple terms, black and white. The Muslims were the enemy, and they had to be exterminated. There was no other acceptable aim or outcome. Reynald enjoyed considerable influence thanks to the support of the Templars, as well as newly arriving knights. But his influence was counterbalanced by Raymond's imposing presence, the respect he commanded due to his wisdom, courage, and experience. The relationship of trust between Raymond and Baldwin the Leper King maintained stability in the region for a short while. Then Baldwin died, and the throne eventually fell to Guy de Lusignan, a handsome but dim-witted Frenchman who was extremely susceptible to bullying. Guy de Lusignan was a puppet in the hands of Reynald of Châtillon and the militant Templars. Reynald took advantage of the circumstances and began a campaign of pillage and rape, targeting Muslim merchants and pilgrims alike. Despite a truce allowing the free circulation of goods, Reynald would swoop down on caravans unprovoked, massacring its people and confiscating all of its merchandise. At first, Salahuddin complained to Guy, but he ignored his protestations and did nothing. Reynald grew bolder yet. He declared his intention to raid the holy cities of Mecca and Medina and kidnap the body of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. In 1186, he captured a caravan en route to Mecca, massacred all the armed men, and led the remaining captives to his fort of Karak. When some of them dared to remind him of the truce, he remarked, "Let your Muhammad come and deliver you." Salahuddin had been much disturbed by the previous actions of Reynald, but now Reynald had crossed a line, daring to insult the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. Salahuddin swore that he would kill Reynald with his own hands. He would make good on his promise. Reynald had willfully and deliberately broken the truce between the Muslims and the Christians. Salahuddin could read the writing on the wall. It was only a matter of time before the region would be brought to war. The Sultan sent messengers to all the emirs in the land of Islam, bearing the same message. The Franche had treacherously flouted their commitments. It was time for the Muslim nation to gather all its might and power to fight in the jihad against the Crusaders.